The only good thing about bad blood is living the slide. Da-da-da-da. Well, I reckon you 100, by the way. Well, I reckon here at 10 minutes before 7, it is time to go downstairs.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry.
You are, eh?
Yeah.
We'll fix that in scant moments as we go down. Betty, Helen, Irma, and, of course, Clarence the janitor downstairs in the kitchen of the world. We'll find out what we're having in school lunch menus all over the Twin Cities area. Give me a hand at the door.
Okay.
Artie's not here to help this morning, is he?
No.
We'll have to grunt and groan our own selves then.
Big smoke door here. Fire door.
Yes, well, that's to keep the fire from getting out. Here we go. And we walk down the hall here. There we go.
Look out.
Turn the corner. Watch your head on the pipes there. Be careful. There we go. Oh, there's Betty singing.
Listen. On fire. A million little kiddies, a balanced meal each day. That sturdy, well-built bodies might run and laugh and play. No service could be greater, no country could do wrong. Who says let's feed our children and keep them well and strong?
Surprise!
Oh, Jerry.
Hi, Betty.
I already had my Christmas goose.
But was...
Shame on you.
Did we sneak up on you and scare you? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm serious. That scares me.
Well, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Always love to yell surprise right in the middle, and you're always singing the ode to the school lunch cooks there.
Bending over the cookie batter here. Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
Well, I'm sorry. You didn't spit up in it or anything, did you?
No.
That's what counts. Who else is in here this morning? There is Irma. Hi, Irma.
Hiya, Pollock.
How are you? I'm not a Pollock. How are you?
You look like a Pollock.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. I like the way she makes breadcrumbs by
taking... What's the matter?
Nothing. I just think it's rather unique the way you take a saltine cracker there and just scrape it across your beard. It pulverizes the... I love that. That's really good for the chicken. It's very interesting. Where's Helen today? Oh, there she is. Hi, Helen. How are you, dear? Helen, of course. Boy, beating out a tattoo there right under the table. It's wonderful. I see her wiggling her shoes. I wonder what she's making today.
Packing up the bread.
One of the greatest hymns of all time. Packing up the bread. Where's Clarence the janitor today?
He's in the cooler, Jerry.
Oh, jeez. With the Ripple bottles, I guess?
I don't know. He says he's always fixing something in there.
Yeah, I guess he is.
Fixing his head, I
think. Yeah. What are you working on today, Betty?
Some very special cookies.
Cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, can we have one?
Well, I don't know.
What kind of cookies are they?
Well, these are old Ed Gein favorites.
Oh, my God. What are they?
They're called Lady Fingers. Oh, that's an old joke, Jerry.
Yeah, well, Ed Gein's not too young himself.
Well,
that's all right.
He doesn't care anymore.
I can smell it cooking
over. Look in here. Touch it.
Oh, no, I don't want to touch
dare
that thing.
Touch it.
Well,
God. Overcome your fears. Give me your hand.
Wait a minute. Oh, jeez. Look at that. Oh, that's terrible. All over my watch and everything.
Nice
what
noodles,
is that?
Huh?
Is that noodles?
Goulash.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It looks like old tennis shoelaces.
Yeah, that's for us after we're done cooking.
Oh, I see.
We're
not going
to eat this other stuff.
You don't mind if we look in your pots?
Feel free.
Thank you. You just keep working on your Ed Gein cookies.
Okay.
Well, she's weird today. Move over here to Minneapolis schools. That's just
mine.
Crazy lady. I'll just lift up this pot here and say, oh, look inside here. In Minneapolis schools today, you guys are having hot ham and cheese on rye bun.
Yes. Burn your lips.
Burn your face. Some tossed salad and double orange gelatin dessert with some topping. That don't sound too bad, does it, kids?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
In Anoka, Hennepin County area schools, you're having meathead peekaboos.
No.
Wait, meatball.
Meatball peekaboos. What
meatball
the heck is that?
Meatball peekaboos. I don't know.
If you can find the meat, it says peekaboo.
Yeah. Corn, vegetable sticks, and some fruit wedgies for you.
Oh, no.
That was
size 7.
Meathead peekaboos. In Bloomington today, with Dorothy and his sweethearts over there in Bloomington, having some... by the way, I promise Bloomington kids will be coming out there later on this month to have lunch with them. Pizza in Bloomington today. Greeny beanies. Lettuce and pineapple salad. And I have a joke about this, but out of deference to the ladies in the audience, I won't use it. Although what difference it makes, I don't know. And for dessert in Bloomington, Jell-O jewels today. Yes, I can. Excited about that today. Whoa!
In Burnsville, braised beef on rice, cabbage salad.
Yes.
Cornmeal square. Honey butter.
Remember her?
Peaches.
Used to dance downtown on Hennepin Avenue.
And custard.
Custard for you guys. Honey butter. Yeah, we want to welcome the Burnsville kids to our school lunch menu. This first week we're doing, you guys, so spread it around. In Eden Prairie today, chicken fried patty on your buns. Or, if you'd rather, we have a little pizza casserole. Hey, cabbage salad, vegetables, no description, just says vegetables here, and some pudding.
I want to feed that joke to my dog. Well,
take it easy, you guys.
Get some respect out there. In a diner, you're having ravioli.
It tastes like ravioli.
And carrot salad. What's this carrot staddle here?
I misspelled the word there.
Also some French bread. For all you hockey players out there, a fruit cup.
Not bad. Excuse me, I'm munching on a piece of apple pie here. In Fridley school today.
It's like it's trying to eat your face.
Fridley. It made me spit it all over the thing. In Fridley school today, Sloppy Joe sandwich. Okay? French fries. Cron.
Corn.
Oh, corn. I'm sorry. Corn.
It's onions.
Corn with onions. And some fruit cup for you guys. That ain't too bad.
Jeez.
Good Lord.
In Richfield, beef stew with vegetables, orange juice, roll, and donuts, yay!
Donuts, yay! Hey, you guys love donuts, don't you? Yeah! Good for you. Oh, pour me a little of that. In, where are we now here?
Rosemount.
In Rosemount, a California burger.
Mount up.
What is a California burger?
That has lettuce and all that on.
Also, when halfway through eating it, part of it falls off and drops into the ocean. Relishes, potato chippies, peas.
And we're also having whipped cherry jello.
Jeez, St. Louis Park,
disgusting.
Second only in rich kid population. St. Louis Park, oven fried chicken. Baked peas, or beans, peas, I don't know. Orange juice, and some chocolate frosted cake. I don't believe it.
Too bad.
Real chocolate frosting. Oh, will you get the sense from that?
In St. Louis Park, meet me in St. Louis Park, Louis. Did we just do that?
I did.
Oh, well, then we'll do South St. Paul.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong. South St. Paul, char burger on your buns, some pickles, peas and carrots. Tell her to wait till we're through with the lunch menu. Orange juice and pear and peach slices. That isn't too bad. That's food.
But for the kids that I love, in Invergrove Heights.
And he does love you. You can see him sitting up on a hill when you come out of school going, "Hi, little girl, like chocolates? Get in the tractor."
Mrs. Ojumpera has thought this up especially for you. Corn dog, French fries, peaches, and a fantastic cookie. A great big one cookie there. It's only one.
Also in Robbinsdale, Independent School District 281, from Irene and Millie comes news today of
Hi, Irene.
Betty says hi. Hi, Millie. And today you guys are having wiener on your buns, along with little French fries there. Ketchup. They even put ketchup on the menu. How conscientious. And green beans for dessert, some pear sauce, you guys.
Oh, stay.
Can't help it. That's what it's hey, I'm sorry. Jeez. Well, I guess that about wraps things up. Hey, how'd you like the song we played for you after the thing yesterday?
That was cute, Chief.
Did you like it? Well, we're going to play it again for you as we leave the kitchen this morning. Thank you for the cookie. You don't mind if we took one, do you? All right. Well, you have a nice day. No, I don't want to dance. Here it comes just for you, Irma. Listen, here it comes. Yeah, we'll see you girls tomorrow. Have a nice one. Give me a hand with the door here. So long, Helen. Bye-bye, Betty, sweetheart. Here we go. Yep.
Contraband, stolen crown jewels, plans for an interplanetary bus.
Okay.
U100 WIOO AM/FM Stereo Richfield 701. Good morning. I'm Jerry St. James, perhaps better known as the man who entertains more women in bed in one single morning than most men do in a whole lifetime. Such a pretty song from a pretty lady there. Diana Ross and theme from Mahogany. 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock. Top of the morning to you. This is Jerry St. James on the radio. As always, playing the hits while you're spraying your pits here this morning on this Tuesday. Guido has some type of an announcement this morning, right, Guido?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody this morning, Mr. St. James, at just a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock, that we're going to be out of the Chipskid Roller Rink in Cottage Grove this coming Friday night.
That's right.
For a whole evening of boogieing and skating and all kinds of good fun, Guido will be there along with Mr. St. James from 7:30 till 11:30. Come on out to the Cottage Grove Roller Rink, the Cheapskate Roller Rink out there. Gene, St. Martin, and all of my very good friends will be there. Last time That's we true. Had such a wonderful, wonderful time, they asked us to come on back there. Want to see everybody this coming Friday at the Cheapskate Roller Rink, a personal appearance by yours truly this coming Friday. All righty?
All righty. Thank you very much, Guido. It is 7:05 right now on the radio program. News is next.
Let's pick a pack of juicy fruit gum. Let's pick a pack from the juicy fruit tree. 'Cause the flavor's so good, you've got to get some. Just pick a pack and you'll see.
Pick a pack.
What a happy feeling.
Juicy fruit.
What a happy flavor.
Open a pack of juicy fruit gum. Chew it and let all the flavor come through. Pick a bright yellow pack of juicy fruit gum. Let it all happen to you. It'll make you smile.
What a happy feeling.
Pick a yellow pack.
What a happy flavor.
Brighten up your day.
'Cause it's so delicious.
Brighten up your day. Chewing juicy fruit. Let's pick a pack of juicy fruit gum.
Now, let's steal a pack of juicy fruit gum. Let's steal a pack from the corner drugstore. They should start doing a shoplifters commercials. Wouldn't that be neat?
No.
Let's steal a pack of juicy fruit gum.
You influence hundreds of young people out there with every word you breathe.
That's right. By sneering at a story or winking at a story.
That's right.
I can look like an idiot on camera.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Oh, it must be news time.
It is.
I can't tell you how excited. And then it's going to be sports time soon. Gee, we're so together here. Sometimes it makes me barf. I'm not keeping you up or anything.
No, I'm excited, too.
No, I can tell by the... I can tell by your conversation. Well, what's new here?
It's 18 above here in the cities. It's exactly 8 minutes past 7. The FBI's investigating the theft of an undisclosed amount of dough from the Loretto State Bank in western Hennepin County yesterday afternoon. A white male in his mid to late 20s is suspect. Authorities say the man was wearing a ski mask and carrying a long-barreled weapon when he held up the bank. Finally here... A proposed research project at Southern Illinois University has been cleared by the Food and Drug Administration now, and now only one hurdle remains before testing the effect of marijuana on sexual arousal in men. The program would monitor paid adult male student volunteers watching naughty sex films while under the influence of pot. Says the project's chief, now all we need is federal immunity from prosecution. What films will they be watching, you ask?
What films will they be watching?
Three biggies, really. They're going to test out their schizophrenic paranoid reactions by showing them some monster and sex movies. Muhammad Ali marries a mummy. John Wayne loves his horse so much he may move to Philly. And Linda Lovelace licks Lash LaRue with both hands tied behind her back. U100 weather, partly cloudy and colder through tomorrow. High today, mid-20s. Low tonight, near 5 above. High tomorrow, near 20. It's 18 above right now. Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James.
That's right. Michael J.
Serious
Douglas.
Business.
It is a serious business.
Wink at one person.
That's right. Speaking of winking and stuff, you got any spare change on you?
No, I spin it.
Well, we're going to have to contribute to the bail fund this morning again.
To the what?
The bail fund.
Oh, is he in the can again?
The boss last night was arrested.
Oh, no.
Boss was arrested in the middle of Minneapolis last night. He was hauled in on a 1066.
Oh, gee. Sounds bad. What is it?
The 1066?
I'm glad you asked that.
Suspect on a downtown street corner helping an old lady cross her legs. It was bad.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go?
Medicine Man radio equipment available at all 12 Twin Cities Shack Electronics stores.
Well, the complete weather forecast available right here every morning through the vehicle of the world's only singing weatherman, a legend in his own time who needs no introduction other than to say, ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome him, please? Mr. Rex King is here. Hey! My radio, on the radio line. Hi, this here is Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman, brought to you this morning by my buddies and my sponsor, the folks over to Shock Electronics this morning. Yes, indeed, Shock Electronics got complete CB and stereo equipment. If you're looking for CB, you want to put a Citizens Band radio in your car, your trucker. You owe it to yourself to go on over and check out the fine equipment over to Shock Electronics. Or if you're thinking about putting in a brand new stereo system for your house area, your apartment, you don't want to spend a whole lot of money, but you want to get fine, fine equipment, ask the folks over to Shock Electronics and let you take a listen on the Magnum 100 or the Magnum 450. You'll love them. I got the Magnum 100 in my basement at Riff Fridley. Fine, fine piece of equipment. Shock Electronics with 12 Twin Cities locations. I want all you little creeps to go over there and buy something. Let me get on with the Weber here. U100 Weber from Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the Twin Cities. And, of course, my dear all-American anti-communist hometown of Fridley. Well, we got ourselves a new secretary here at U100 Radio Rangers. I just want to say she's beauteous. About 5'5", with blonde hair and blue eyes, and probably about the biggest fondoons I ever done seen. Best way to put it is there's something I like about that woman, I just can't put my finger on him. Hang on here. Partly cloudy and colder through tomorrow. Cold. Why? Hope everybody got their Rex King Wise It Gotta Be So Cold buttons on here this morning. My wife already is thinking about summertime. She wants to go on our vacation. She's getting out all these travel folders and everything to Peru and all these other far-off places here, the Virgin Islands. Told her ain't no use going there. She says to me last night, I want to go someplace on our vacation I ain't never been before. I says, well, how about the kitchen? Hi today! Mid-20s in the Twin Cities. Yeah, my little daughter Cindy. You know Cindy, the one who was singing Davy's Dinghy a couple of weeks ago here for you. Remember that? My daughter Cindy, she's going over to Fridley High School. She come in to me last night. I'm watching television, don't you know, Radio Rangers. Watching television, watching Maude and All in the Family and everything there. She come in, she says, Daddy, I don't know how to handle myself with my boyfriend there. I'm a little worried. What should I do with him, Daddy? I says to her, little darling, I always respect a girl that says no. Especially when you ask her if she's had enough. Then you let her. Low tonight, near 5 degrees, above zero. Yeah, it was fun being a young'un, weren't it? I remember when I was a little bit younger than I am now, I remember one time I'm sitting there on the curb out in front of my house with my leather jacket on there and a pair of motorcycle boots, smoking a cigarette and chugging on a bottle of Grain Belt. This lady comes up to me, she says,
young man, why ain't you in school? I says, heck, lady, I'm only 4 years old. What do you think? I don't go to school yet. Let me get on out of here now. 17 degrees in the Twin Cities, 16 degrees in the suburbs, and 75 in Friendly. Yes, indeedy. Fixing to go on out to Michael J's farm this weekend. Check out them new puppies. I might take one of them puppies my own self there and bring him on home. I loves dogs. I loves Emmanuels. Maybe I'll take his cow home, too. I'm close to cows, if you know what I mean. My sister, when she was 14 years old, she done had herself a job on a dairy farm, and I used to go over there and help her out every now and then, don't you know? And I'm close to cows. Unfortunately, my sister got fired from the dairy farm. Couldn't keep her calves together. Why does that be so cold and smart as hell?
Harvey Drake of North Pole, Alaska. That's his real address. We'll go out of the chute January 17th with a 16-dog team led by Whiskey and Bourbon. That's their names. The purse for the race is $7,300. Let's see. College basketball last night. University of Wisconsin, River Falls. Down Bethel, 91-71 in a non-conference game, St. Paul. River Falls raised its season record to 7-6 with a win. Bethel, led by Paul Healy, who scored 19 points against the Wisconsin opponents, is 1-11. In other basketball action, Bemidji, St. Cloud State, trounced Bemidji State 78-49. And Mark Weber scored 2 goals for Gustavus Adolphus last night to power the Gusties to a 6-3 Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference hockey win over St. Yannis University.
Hey!
And finally, in Winter Carnival Sports, an 18-year-old White Bear Lake woman proved to 31 under young, lovely girls that she's the best bouncer to the ouncer. Debbie DeGennaro, a 95-pound girl, proved it by winning the annual St. Paul Winter Carnival Bouncing Girl Contest at the St. Paul Athletic Club. Really, this has been going on for years. One of my neighbor ladies was one of these ones. She did it up very big, flying through the air. She touched the gymnasium ceiling even, 26 feet high. You know how they do this, Jer?
How?
You ever seen it before?
No.
Huh. All right. They got a bunch of guys, you know, probably 16 guys around a blanket, and then they go, whoa, whoa, and throw them up in the air, right?
Yeah.
And you got to be a little girl, and you got to fly up in the air and everything. The girls will be bounced along the routes of the Grand Parade and the Torchlight Parade of the Winter Carnival runs from January 23rd to February 1st. Miss DeGennaro said she hadn't planned to enter the contest, but all her friends wanted her to try because she was little and she was in super good condition. A word for the wise, though. One carnival official says small, busted women are best. They really are. They're best. Oh, yeah. Big, busted ones sure do bounce, he said. But usually the guys forget to hang onto the blanket. Trouble there. Bing. U100 weather, partly cloudy and colder through tomorrow. High today, mid-20s. Low tonight, near 5 above. High tomorrow, near 20 above. It's 18 above. Now, Michael J. with Jerry St. James.
Hey, we're going to... You're going to do something with me in the carnival? The winter carnival? We have to do something. They want us to ride in the parade, you know.
Let's take Sergeant, the one-horse open sleigh.
Well, the problem is the street's going to be cleared.
Oh, we got to get some tires on it.
Get some tires, and you and I could ride in the sleigh with Sarge.
Wouldn't that be far out?
You know what would even be better? I suggested at the announcers' meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
We can put Sarge in the sleigh, and you and I will pull it.
Hey, far out.
Now, that is a good idea.
Oh, wait a minute.
What's wrong with that?
He's too heavy.
No, he's not. There's two of them.
He's about 1,300 pounds, I suppose.
Yeah. I wonder if the boss is going to the Winter Carnival.
Sure.
He likes that. I'm just thumbing through his autobiography here again, the power of positive yawning.
Yeah.
His wife in here has a chapter on why I love my husband, and it's kind of interesting. It says here on page 232 why she was attracted to him. It says she loved his funny pratfalls and his crazy antics. But let's not talk about his wedding night. I mean, I don't think that's right. Here it comes.
Basketball Jones! I got a basketball Jones!
As always, this morning, too. Go downstairs into the kitchen of the world and find out what Minneapolis-St. Paul area schools are having for lunch today.
Yay!
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, we got Joe here today, and we have Artie. Maybe they will both give us a hand with the door. Perhaps it'll be able to open it a little bit this way.
Two extra guys.
Two extra guys. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go downstairs. Give me a hand. Gotta get that thing oiled, man.
Down the hall here.
Turn the corner here on the right.
I love baking bread. It's so good for my head. I love to butter buns because it's so much fun. But I never put prunes in the unbleached flour because it always gives them the runs.
Surprise!
Ah! Hi, dear.
Hi.
You coming in.
Betty, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm just fine.
Did you make that up yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that was swell. I
no,
love
thanks.
It. I love coming in here every morning, and she's always so happy and singing. It's just an inspiration. To all, don't overdo it there. To all of us. Yeah. Where are the other girls this morning? There's
They're
Irma.
Here.
Hi, Irma.
Hi, Bullock.
How are you?
Fine.
Good, good. Did you shave this morning, Irma?
Not
all. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Never seen anybody stir tomato soup with a cigar before. What is that, a Rum River crook there?
That's... Your old lady wears combat boots.
Yeah, I love you too, sweetheart. Yeah. Where's Helen? Under the table, as always, yeah. This morning. Hello, Helen. How
Say
are you?
Hello, Helen.
Wiggle your foot, sweetheart. Not... One more. There, thank you. Not too bad. Good old Helen under the table.
We have so much fun in here.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen Helen's face.
Neither
She's always...
Have we,
all
Mary.
I get to see is just part of her white apron, her white stockings, and her white shoes with the crepe soles.
Her husband makes her wear a bag over her head.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just leave the rest of that joke alone.
Okay.
So what's going on this morning? What are you working on this morning?
Doing a little ditty here with the potatoes.
Making those are weird-looking potatoes. I've never seen it.
Well, yes.
What are those things there?
Well, they're potatoes.
Yeah, they don't look like potatoes.
Well, they're actually... Don't tell everybody this.
All right.
Actually, they're round sponges.
Round sponges instead of potatoes?
Nobody knows the difference.
Oh, boy. What do you do that for?
Well, they soak up gravy better.
Oh, I see. It tastes terrible, though. Where's the janitor, Clarence? He's in the cooler.
Oh, he's in the cooler.
With the ripple cases. Yeah. Well, listen, do you mind if we look in your pots?
Oh, feel free.
Thanks so much. You just go ahead and...
I used to charge a quarter when I was in high school.
No. I mean the pots over here on the stove there, sweetheart.
Yeah.
It smells good. I can smell it cooking.
Just stick your hand in.
No, I don't want to stick my hand
I'll
in.
Touch
no,
it.
I, no.
It's I'll touch it. Oh, here.
Oh, it's hot. It's hot. Oh, yeah, what? Nice. Oh, my God. What is that? It's all over my watch.
Soaked salami.
Oh, geez. That's terrible. I can't believe it. That's horrible. Yeah. Well, you go ahead. Keep working on the potatoes there. Don't let us disturb you. Mike and I are just going to look into the pots here, all right?
Thank you.
All right. See, she's a weird mood today.
They're nuts.
I know. In Minneapolis schools today, you guys over there for lunch, you're having the world-famous Minneapolis Wiener Winks.
Boing!
Yeah.
Wiener Winks, baked beans, vegetable sticks, and some apple crisp. You guys
are having
lunch. Sorry. Animals.
Straighten up. Anoka, Hennepin County area kids get hot dogs. Oh, belch. Sauerkraut, too.
Ah, you'll be able to smell that cooking all day.
French fries.
Uh-huh.
And a wet dreamsicle.
I will feed that joke to my dog.
Hope you don't mind if I got us out of it. In Bloomington today, you guys are... Hi, I'm Jimmy Dean. Y'all is having some of my country sausage over there today. Bloomington, we ain't, it's going to be live. I hope you don't mind there. Country sausage, hash browns. I'm sorry. Bloomington's a little progressive there. Country sausage and hash browns, some orange juice, cinnamon roll, and you're also going to have one big yellow banana today. It's going to be good.
Banana.
In Burnsville, good old Burnsville, a salmon patty.
You remember her. Used to dance downtown at the Gaiety.
Creamed peas. Oh, geez. French fries, though, that'll save the day. And some fruit cobbler.
Hi. You want me to make a pair of shoes for you? I went to a fruit cobbler once.
You did?
Yeah, made these little shoes with the pointy toes for me. In Eden Prairie, we're having, what are we having today? Eden Prairie, chili dog or hamburger on your buns. Pickles, potato chips, vegetables, and Jell-O jewels. I didn't know.
Easy. That's right. Any diner, tomato vegetable soup, toasted cheese or PB sandwich, that's peanut butter,
yeah.
Potato chips, orange wedgies, and some wonderful little cake.
Oh, bitte.
Hold. Jeez, you guys. In Fridley today, you guys are having fish fillet, whipped potatoes, kinky, carrot sticks, and a fruit cup. It's not too bad.
In Richfield, oven fried chicken. Yeah, sorry. Cranberry salad, mashed potato with some gravy.
With some gravy.
Yes, some bread, and of course, some ice cream.
Hey. In Rosemount today, you guys over there in Rosemount are having pizza carousel. Casserole, I'm sorry. Pizza casserole, a little tossed salad. Freckle-faced roll. Freckle-faced roll. What is that?
That's related to Opie.
Oh, yeah. Wonder what Opie's doing now.
I don't know.
Probably smacked.
Probably sleeping.
And applesauce over there in Rosemount. You guys...
Oh! Easy. What about St. Louis Park? Did we do that yet?
Not yet.
Oh, here's a different pot we can look in. Hamburger gravy in St. Louis Park. SOS for you military men. Potatoes, green beans, and some wonderful Jell-O.
Hold it. South St. Paul today. You guys is having leftover from Thanksgiving turkey with gravy. Some type of potatoes. Sure to love that. Peach and cranberry salad. Roll and pumpkin dessert.
Hey! Not a shit!
Easy. What is it? Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
In Invergrove Heights today, you nice kids in Invergrove Heights are having tacos, cup of fixings, green beans, some fruit, and, of course, one lovely cookie.
Hey, one cookie.
Only one.
Yes, one cookie. What's a cup of fixings?
Well, that's for your tacos.
Oh, it sounds like something you get from a pusher in the schoolyard. And today, also, wrapping things up this morning in Robbinsdale Area Schools, Irene and Millie in Independent School District 281 tell us we're having today meat sauce over steamed spaghetti. Boy, was that spaghetti steamed. Toss salad with sweet and sour dressing. French bread and peach sauce. That's not too bad.
Oh, bitch, yeah.
Oh, my favorite.
All right, hold it, you guys. Hold it. Jeez, noise. Well, listen, girls, you want to thank you for letting us look in your pots there, Betty.
Oh, you're welcome, Jerry.
You have a nice day, sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to play your theme song as we leave again this morning.
Oh,
I know you love
this
it.
This has got such lovely words to it.
I know.
I know them all.
I know you do. You can just hum along. We'll see you tomorrow, all right? Okay, Irma, take it easy. Give me a hand with it. Let's get out of here this morning. Give me a hand with the door in.
So hurry on down and visit the Citizens Band experts, the friendly folks at your Shock Electronics store, and that's a Big Ten Four.
Complete Citizen Band radio equipment available at all 12 Twin Cities Shock Electronics stores.
Yes, indeed. At 7:15 this morning, let's just bring him on. He made a tumultuous round of Twin Cities applause. The gentleman was becoming a legend. A legend in his own time. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's only singing weatherman, Mr. Rex King, is here. Hey! I'm a radio, but is on the radio line. Hi, this here is Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman. Brought to you this morning by my buddies and my sponsor, the fine folks over to Shock Electronics. Shock Electronics with 12 Twin Cities locations. If you're fixing to put one of them CB radios in your car or your truck here, you ought to go on over to Shock Electronics and check out the fine equipment they got over there. Maybe if you're looking for a fine stereo system, go on over there, check out the
the Magnum 100 or the Magnum 450, tell them Rex King don't send you over there. They'll let you listen to it on headphones and on speakers, and you'll love it. I got one in my den over there in Fridley, don't you know? And I love it, indeed I do. That's Shack Electronics. They're my sponsor. I want all you little creeps to go over there and buy something.
Go,
hear me?
Go, yeah.
Fixing to sing the U-100 Freeze Your Fondoons weather from Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the Twin Cities. And that, of course, includes my dear all-American anti-communist hometown, the Garden Spot of the Midwest. Fridley. Yes, indeed, the Radio Rangers. I want to tell you, my wife got up with me this morning, don't you know, fixing the kids' breakfast and everything, sending them off to school. My wife's, I can't believe my wife. She gets on my nerves. She gets up every morning. She puts on a padded bra, false eyelashes, and fake fingernails, and then has the nerve to complain there ain't no real men around no more. Hang on here. Clear to partly cloudy today and tonight with 50% chance of snow tomorrow. Why, Jerry? Why is it after snow? Why? I love her, though. I tease about my wife on the radio all the time, Air Radio Rangers, but don't you know I love her? And my wife was downtown doing some shopping yesterday, which kind of scared me, don't you know? My wife will buy anything that's marked down. Last week, she come home with an elevator. High today, hold it, high today, near 18 degrees above zero. Yeah, I heard Michael J. in there on the news there, don't you know, before I was getting ready to come on here. I was having myself a grain belt downstairs. I heard him talking about women's getting facelifts, don't you know. Maybe my wife ought to get herself a facelift. I don't want to say my wife is ugly, but she walked into a room and all the mice jumped on a chair. Get that monkey on out of here now. Low tonight near 3 degrees above zero. I do love her. Everybody gets the impression me and my wife fights all the time, but we don't. We love each other. Yes, indeed. One of the reasons we all love each other so much is because I'm always reading the paper. My wife reads the paper. She reads Dear Abby. You read that? Dear Abby, that vice to the lovelorn, don't you know? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. Dear Abby, I remember a couple months ago, I told you we got a new dog. I remember a couple months ago, we was trying to paper train this dog. Laid the paper down on the floor. The dog walked over to the paper, read Dear Abby, and laughed so hard he peed on the carpet. Let me get on out of here now. 3 degrees in the Twin Cities, 2 degrees in the suburbs, and 73 in Fridley. Well, Radio Rangers, it's a big day today for my daughter, Cindy. Don't you know, my daughter, Cindy? Big day. She has a big test in school over there at Fridley High School. Yes, indeed. Test in mathematics. I was up last night till pretty near midnight helping her out with her homework, don't you know? I remember when I was a kid, I remember how I used to be all nervous and scared every day before we had a test, don't you know? Yeah, same thing in college. I was always a scared when we had a test in college here. I remember one time we was taking sex education, one of them classes shows you all about reproduction and everything there, which I think is wonderful. I think it's wonderful they have. I took one of them courses in college. I remember one time I was sitting there and the teacher says, tomorrow we's fixing to have a test. Everybody study up here in sex ed. I raised my hand. I says, pardon me, teacher, is this going to be a written test? She says, well, yeah, it's going to be a written test. I says, that's too bad. This is the only class I ever wanted an oral exam in. I can't. Why does that be so good?
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you?
Oh, we got a whole horn load. A boatload of scores.
Excuse me, mister. You gonna read some basketball scores?
Yes, I will.
Basketball Jones!
Don't sing that song.
That's my favorite song.
I don't care.
Ever since I've been a little boy, I've been dribbling.
It drives me nuts.
My mama finally took me to the doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
We do have sports here this morning.
Yeah.
Well, in that case... Fut sports.
It's 3 above, first of all. 25 minutes before 8. The Minnesota North Stars host Toronto tonight.
In their latest outing, the Stars blanked St. Louis 2-0 last Saturday. The Stars are picking up momentum, and their coach Teddy Harris believes that solid performance by rookie center Tim Young and veteran goaltender Cesar Maniago will ensure them a return to the playoffs. In addition, Captain Bill Goldsworthy is back after being out with an injury for a month. Mm. Yeah, had to get her home early. Let's see here. We got basketball scores all over the place.
Basketball Jones!
Edina West beat Moundsview 80-55 last night. Glencoe took Shakopee 58-36. Chaska over Orono 58-55. Centennial over St. Paul, Washington 81-58. Highland Park over Monroe 68-35. Minneapolis North 75, Edison 26. Sibley took North St. Paul 41-37. Central beat Henry 86-58.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Ever since I was a little boy.
Forest Lake beat Montemita 68-46. Fridley Grace over Hill Murray 75-44. Farmington beat Lakeville 61-44. St. Paul Central beat Johnson 50-26. Coon Rapids beat Simley 48-32. Benilde St. Margaret's over Golden Valley 74-55. Just ignore him. That's what I'm doing. Just ignore that song. Red Wing beat Hastings 72-62. Holy Angels over Concordia 57-46. Brooklyn Center over St. Francis 47-39. Mound over Eisenhower 53-46. West beat Southwest 78-63. Mechanic Arts over Murray 54-92. Rosemont beat Burnsville 49-48. Blaine over North Branch 57-46. Fridley took Princeton 42-41. That's the end of the basketball scores. Good. Oh, geez. Oh, finally, in high school sex sports.
Uh-oh.
I don't believe it. I get this right out of the paper. In Coventry, Rhode Island, a father who says boys, you got to think about this. I think the guy's got a point. A father who says boys can be as bashful as girls has won a battle in court to force public schools to install private shower stalls for the boys, too. Robert Tucker, who has two sons in the Coventry school system, complained to the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare that girls have private shower stalls, and boys only have the big group showers, you know.
Hey, guys, come on, take a shower. Here we go.
He called the group, wait, he called that a form of, there we go, sex discrimination, and HEW officials agreed. HEW have ordered corrective action in Rhode Island, and it could be next the nation.
You're going to be all right in
there? He also said the boys' Phi Ed teacher's rule against self-indulgence in the boys' shower room was ridiculous. The teacher allegedly told the boys they must never do it, but they must wash all parts of their bodies, and he didn't care how fast they wash it. U100 weather, clear to partly cloudy today and tonight with 50% chance of snow tomorrow. High today near 18, low tonight near 3 above. And a high tomorrow about 22, I guess. It's 3 above now. Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James.
Not me, folks. Did you ever do that when you were in junior high? Was the best, because that's the first time you got to take off your clothes in front of all the other guys.
Yeah, you loved it.
Yeah. No, I was okay, but there was always a guy in the locker. Ours was, the guy's name was Francis Burton.
You boys aren't going to look at me while I'm getting undressed, are you?
He would always wait for everybody to get out of the shower, and he'd look around and take off his underwear. Oh, my goodness. He'd run there.
Oh, let's hide behind here, and we'll get Francis when he comes. Hey, Francis, come on, boy. Hey.
Oh, my God. That can be a, ooh, play a little rat tail. Harder, ooh.
That can be a frightening experience for young boys.
Really?
Silly.
There's a lot of serious injuries in shower rooms, too.
That's right. If you be gentle, there won't be.
Oh, let me out of here.
Oh, hey, guess what?
What?
If I may be permitted a tad of braggioso this morning.
You're going to brag for
us? I'm in Minneapolis Magazine this month.
New Faces
of 76. Hey, there I am, right there. New Faces of 76, right on the thing.
Why were you wearing that mask, though?
Well, that's my new face for 76. There I am. It's nice. Minneapolis is a good magazine, Minneapolis Magazine.
Yeah?
I was looking for a copy of that the other day on a newsstand, and you should see there is a magazine for everything. If you're interested in gas stations, there's like a thing called the nozzle that you buy, and it's just everything. Everything. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, there's even a new ethnic magazine out.
Oh, yeah?
A new ethnic magazine written especially for blacks in Iceland.
Blacks in Iceland?
Yeah.
Be a good song.
Yeah. It's a good magazine.
Is there a name to this magazine, Blacks in Iceland?
Yeah. Alone. U100, that is my personal friend. My personal friend, Barry Manilow, my personal friend, but we won't go into name dropping here. 7:45, 15 before 8. And now from around the world, across the nation, and up your alley, time for the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning, brought to you this morning by the Welfare Department vending machine. It takes your money, but it doesn't work. Seek his welfare department. Welfare people take your money. All right. Women cosmetics. Women's cosmetics and makeup has always been a big business in this country. And now to try and cut down on costs, a group of women in San Diego, California have been experimenting, trying to remove wrinkles by applying Preparation H to their cheeks and forehead. So far, things are going okay with the experiment. The only problem is, when you get tired, your face tries to sit down. Twin Cities are gearing up for their annual St. Paul Winter Carnival. One of the customary events in the Winter Carnival Parade is the blanket toss, in which several men walk along the parade route, tossing a young lady up in the air and catching her again in a big blanket. Over the weekend, Debbie DeGennaro of St. Paul won the auditions, and she'll be the lucky girl to be tossed this year in the parade. Last year, Rhonda Wickey was the girl, and she set a new record. Rhonda Wickey was the first girl to be tossed 37 feet up in the air in front of the judge's grandstand. Rhonda was also the first girl to be scraped off Jackson Street. She was. In a public service note here this morning, at 8 o'clock tonight at the Radisson South Hotel, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Cows will hold their annual steak dinner. Hold it. Last night in Hollywood, the great silent film star Francis X. Boomer died of natural causes. He didn't have any last words. However, he did make several gestures.
Cry.
A new religious group has been formed here in the Twin Cities, and they're hard at work trying to recruit new members in a membership drive. They call themselves Jehovah's Bystanders. They're just like Jehovah's Witnesses. They just don't want to get involved. Finally, in the news here this morning, dumb. U100 sales manager Patrick Sign on the dotted line Rickert ran into a misunderstanding with his secretary yesterday when she came into his office to turn in her resignation. "Mr. Rickert," she said, "I have found a new position." "Great," said Rickert, slamming the door. "Let's try it right now."